will, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
If you're looking for spiritual, cultural, musical, or football guidance, you have come to the right place.
And David put his hand in the bag and took out a stone and slung it. And it struck the Philistine on the head, and he fell to the ground. Amen.
This segment is brought to you by the Pleasant Valley Church of Christ on Rodney Parham Road in Little Rock. The Pigskin Preacher is in the zone on the Buzz Radio Network.
Welcome back to Oaklawn. Justin Ankry, the Pigskin Preacher, as you can probably imagine, because we wouldn't normally play his open unless, you know, he was here and stuff. Good to have you with us. We appreciate you. We are at Oaklawn, and they will be running this weekend. And the infield will be open, weather permitting, and we are not necessarily overly optimistic on that. But we have confirmed that they are giving away the blankets for the infield, so you can use it at a later date if you're not sitting in the infield this weekend. That'll be tomorrow while supplies last here at Oaklawn Park. And, the three-year-old picture continuing to shape up. And we'll be joined by Jeff Money Taylor later. We'll talk to him a little bit about that and then what the card holds for today. He did hit the feature yesterday as well, so I commend him for that. I'm terrible at predicting horses, but it's fun anyway.
I mean, I can't look at a horse and tell which one is going to win. No, they all look very fast.
Well, when you look at them, it's hard to tell. But when you look at their past performances and sort of their background.
Well, if you could talk to them and interview them and see their frame of mind.
If I was actually a horse whisperer, I would probably be well suited for that. That would be great. I mean,
I would pick the one that has the best blanket because he would
be
warmer.
On that.
Yeah, horse blankets.
Some Keithley Service Company live fan feedback, and again, we'll play some clips from the upcoming games and from the post game last night. Again, the Ohio State evil train continues its role with that little red-faced freak of a point guard, Aaron Kraft, who I hate to wish bad upon, but I can't help it. I mean, what can I say? One of two things is going on. He's either an employee of the devil, that's the only explanation I have, or he's extremely embarrassed because they cheated my alma mater. And they shouldn't be in the position they're in, which is in the Elite Eight.
If you hadn't figured it out, that school sold its soul to the devil a long time ago. This is just chapter 27 of it.
I know, but I haven't been paying as close attention as somebody who is
well,
a Michigan
fan. Well, I have.
I know.
And they've been with the devil for decades.
I know.
Generations.
I know. Oh, you're the man. Okay. Some Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. Alan Cabot, you won't see Duke fighting on the bench.
It's true.
Michigan State, yeah. And those are guys that were friends from childhood.
Yeah.
They were throwing towels at each other.
Yeah, for those who didn't see it, a couple of guys on the Michigan State team got into it.
Nix and Applin.
And not at practice, and not before the game, and not after the game, during the game, in the middle of a timeout. And then after the coach got onto them, they continued. And I'm thinking, but then once they got on the court, they patted each other on the butt. It was all fine. But I'm still thinking, that's weird. And Izzo wanted to, like, blow it off after the game, but it was strange.
It was very strange.
And there was debate about it afterwards on the set with Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley, guys who have been through the, you know, the wars in college and the professional ranks, and they somewhat disagreed about it because, you know, Charles was like, look, that's no big deal. That's just dudes doing dude stuff. And Kenny's like, well, wait a minute. During a game, though, to be that heated with each other, that's kind of a big deal.
Well, keep in mind, Kenny Smith played at North Carolina where Dean Smith never would have allowed that to happen. Barkley played at Auburn where they were going and getting money between halves. So, you know, it's...
It does amaze me, though, coaches, the different ways they handle things like that, you know, where kids either spout off at the coach or they get into it with each other or they do something that normally would not be acceptable. Some coaches sort of go, hey, stop it. Or, you know, I always expect to see a coach like bench a kid and say, you know what, sit down for a few minutes then.
Bob Knight would have crushed someone for doing something
but then
like
he would have put him back in the game.
He would have.
He would have kicked him or he would have choked him and then put him back
Knight
in the game.
Knight had one thing that I just loved, and you would appreciate this, not maybe being a star athlete over the years as we were kind of ham and eggers, both of us. If a bench guy in the first half outplayed a starter, Knight would always start that kid to start the second half because Knight rode
like
the bench
that.
A lot at Ohio State. That's very egalitarian, very democratic.
Did he ever dot the I at a football game?
No.
Okay.
No, he's an Indiana dude, not so much an Ohio State guy.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, he used to be an Indiana guy. Now he's mad at them and won't go back.
I know Jack Nicklaus did a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. He would.
Jeff in Des Moines says it's my daughter Parker's birthday today as well. How about that? He has a daughter named Parker. I have a boy named
Just
Parker.
Just think if they got married.
That would be weird.
Parker and Parker Acree.
I lived with a guy named Justin in college. It was very confusing. People would call up and say, can I speak to Justin? And we'd say, which one? And they'd be like, ha ha. And
I'm
like,
what did his last name start with?
An R.
Justin R and Justin A.
Yeah.
A.
He says, believe me, I'll be keeping one eye on the games as well during her birthday party. Well, Jeff, happy birthday to your Parker. And my Parker actually celebrated his earlier in the month. We're just having the soiree tonight. So I want to talk to you about some parenting things, too, on this, because you know I'm a failure in that regard, and I'm always looking for a little guidance.
Oh, you're doing fine.
My father did a miserable job as a parent. That's why I turned out the way I did. But it's not that he didn't try, but I will say this for him. He is a much better father as I have grown into adulthood than he was when I was a kid. With all due respect, Dad, you know I love you. He says, on the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback, do you want me to send you scores in 10-minute increments during the party? And I guarantee if you put a clock on it, they would be exactly every 10 minutes. And my answer to that is,
like that.
Absolutely. That's a great father. That if that's not a great father, I don't know what is.
That is.
I should have flown him down for the party. Everybody else is going to be there.
Sounds like everybody in Pulaski County is going to be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, my wife's like, yeah, 13, we're going to throw this big party. And I'm like, really? For what? I mean, why don't we celebrate his kindergarten graduation too? Oh, we did that. Yeah, that's great. Awesome. What a great achievement. I mean, you know what? I guess we should applaud when he poo-poos too. I mean, it's amazing to me. But
what did Bobby Jones say the time the great golfer? He called a penalty on himself because the ball moved as he addressed it, and it cost him a tournament. And people were just applauding and going crazy. He said, "Why are you giving me compliments for this?" He said, "You might as well congratulate a guy for not robbing a bank." And that's kind of like these sixth grade graduations and things. I'm like, hey, Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies graduated the sixth grade. This is not a great achievement.
Thank you. I'm with you. Yeah. That's nonsense. Participation ribbons for everyone. We'll pass them out when we get back in
the
zone. If
everyone is special, then no one is special. Remember that.
That's a valid point.
I just made that up. I'm going to go write it on the bathroom wall.
I like that. Men's?
Both.
Okay. That's cool. We will be back. Yeah. Don't ride it in the barn. I don't want to give any of the horses complexes. We are at Oaklawn, Pigskin Preacher, Justin Acree, and you. And I appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back in just a moment. We will hear from some of the principals involved in last night's games and tonight's games. Coming up, some good moments with Tom Izzo and Mike Krzyzewski yesterday as well. So all that coming up in the zone on the Buzz Radio Network live from Oaklawn today. Stay tuned. It's like thunder.